Hi, this is Omar Sultan with another Cisco and Cisco Data Center Minute, again here with Doug Alger. Doug, thanks again for joining me.
Glad to.
So let's talk a little bit. We've been talking about facilities and the build-out and those kinds of things. I know you're usually elbow deep in these kinds of things. Let's talk a little bit specifically about cabling options, overhead, underfloor, and those kinds of things. I've actually had a couple of customers ping me about that this week. I'd like you to maybe educate our listeners as to the options, why one over the other, and what are we doing at Cisco and why?
Yeah, so just as you say, you sort of have a few options that are out there for what you can do in the cabling space, and as a lot of folks are building new data centers, that's a recurring question that comes up. What are the pros and cons? Should we run it overhead? Should we run it underfloor? There's some folks out there who I think are pretty passionate and tend to prefer one over the other, but they kind of both come with their own set of advantages and disadvantages. So the traditional model for large data centers for years and years has been to use a raised floor system, and those exact depths of those floors has changed over time. They're getting deeper and deeper. Probably 10 years ago, you'd see a raised floor space where they'd be using a 12-inch plenum under the floor, and it's more common now to see 18 inches, 36 inches. I've even seen some that are large enough that you can walk through and people can do maintenance and run cabling and do different things underneath them.
Sure.
What we've tended to do historically is for any of our major data centers, and by that I'd say a breakpoint of 1,000 square feet, 5,000 square feet, for those facilities we tend to go with a raised floor implementation, run both our power and data cabling under floor as well as doing our airflow. For any of our smaller server environments that are under 1,000 square feet, for those we would forego the raised floor and go ahead and run everything overhead. We terminate both data cabling and power overhead. And as we said, there are some pros and cons of doing each. The raised floor, it's common. People are very familiar with it. It's pretty straightforward how you access and get to the infrastructure. You've got a rather natural separation point. If somebody's raising a floor tile, they know they are interacting with a physical infrastructure, so you're probably going to need a change request for the activity that you're doing, and it just generally makes the room look pretty neat and tidy. The cons that come with the raised floor system is obviously there's a cost for that. You do have the risk every time somebody's lifting up a floor tile, they might drop it potentially on some of that infrastructure. And as you add more and more stuff underneath that floor, you're potentially creating air dams, and you can block some of your airflow. So you got to make sure if you are using a raised floor that you've got plenty of space under there, keeping in mind how much infrastructure you're going to have.
Sure, isn't that one of the dings? I mean, when I managed data centers, we used to have like 12-inch raised floors. But, you know, one of the jokes was, you know, once you lay cable, it never comes back out again.
That can be a challenge. So you got to make sure that you're keeping stuff underneath there neat and tidy. The more of whatever you pack underneath there, the less airflow that you're going to get.
Sure.
And then on the other side, in terms of running stuff overhead, okay, you can potentially avoid that raised floor cost. It gives you the option to potentially do away with it. You're freeing up that plenum space just for airflow. And if you're running stuff overhead, things are not hidden. So essentially, if you're going to have any sloppy cabling practices, you're going to be able to pick it out much faster if it's something overhead because you can't potentially hide it under the floor. The biggest challenge that I think with trying to do an overhead system these days, as you're trying to run cable tray, fire suppression, lighting, weave, and I think we talked about this in a prior audio blog about how we've started to use some chimney systems with our cabinets so that the hot air exhaust vents upward out of those cabinets. Trying to juggle all of those different infrastructure components in an overhead area above the cabinets can get pretty challenging. And then if you want to make any changes, would you rather have someone running additional cable, adding or removing conduit underneath the floor, or would you rather have them on a step ladder trying to do it overhead? I'm not a big fan of step ladders. So if pressed to make a decision, I tend to default more toward using the underfloor system, but I've absolutely seen some great implementations of both overhead and underfloor. And I think as long as you know what you want to do, you have an understanding of kind of operationally how people are going to work in the room, and you keep things neat and tidy, I think you can get the job done with either approach.
Sure. So from a cost perspective, either, upfront cost or, more life cycle TCO cost, do you see any differences in the direct cabling cost or maybe in secondary impact to power and cooling or anything else, move size changes, that kind of thing?
Well, some of it sort of depends on how much conduit and how much data cabling you're running through the space, and therefore how much cable tray. And presumably, you'll get some cost savings if you're able to get that raised floor out of there. The other sort of design piece that interacts with this is how are you running your cable? Are you doing a direct cable design where every cabinet location has connectivity, run it back to the main network row, or are you setting up some network substations along the way? If you set up the substations, you end up thinning out the quantity of cables, and end up having to run the whole length of the data center. This can impact your cable trays, so it there are some moving pieces and parts in there that can impact it. But so my answer there is it depends.
That's a fine answer. How about as we start to look at, I know we rolled out the SODC concept, and I see there start to be some momentum around concepts of pods and those kinds of things. From a flexibility perspective, do you see some of this more modular data center infrastructure or architecture? Do you see any benefits one way or the other?
So it depends. If you've planned ahead from day one and said, here's the amount of, say, cabling quantities I'm going to have in that space, but if I need more, I have an ability to expand, then I think you can do it for either. If you didn't plan it out and you didn't necessarily have an idea that you might need to add more, you can probably get away and fudge that a little bit easier if you're working underneath a raised floor, because you don't necessarily have to worry about, can I fit more in this conduit that's overhead? I may be able to just take up a little bit of extra space underneath the raised floor. So I think you got a little more wiggle room in that case. But again, if you planned it out from day one, you can get that flexibility with either approach.
Sure. So do you see us doing anything different, either in terms of operational practices, support for unified fabric, or cabling doesn't seem like it's changed a whole lot since 20 years ago that I managed data centers. Do you see us doing anything differently?
Yeah, so some of the changes that seem to be coming are, as there's been much more consolidation within the network, and you're able to get more, you're essentially able to get more density and more utilization, it appears to carry the promise of less cabling density. And I say appears because I've been hearing for many years how there are going to be some different solutions that mean we get less cabling, and yet
sure,
I still have plenty of cabling. So I'm still saying it appears on it, but that's supposed to be one of the promises of it as we're able to do more with consolidation.
Yep. Okay. So we look like we're pretty much driving max, pretty high density right now. So in theory, we'd see there be an opportunity. I mean, I think we're seeing some of that right now, even in Mountain View, right? With the 5,000s we have deployed, we're starting to see some savings around, cabling and more efficient airflow and those kinds of things.
Yeah. So as we're starting to deploy some of our own Nexus 5,000, the Nexus 7,000 that's coming around the bend, we're able to reduce some of those cabling quantities, and specifically on the copper side, which I'm pretty relieved for, because as you look at the power draw that happens on a per port basis, the copper ends up having a significantly greater power draw than fiber connections. So the more we're able to move toward the fiber media, I'm pretty happy with that.
Cool. Well, I think that's a good point to wrap today. So Doug, thanks again for your time. And as always, for our listeners, if you want to learn a little bit more about what Doug does for a living or some of the other best practices we have, check out cisco.com/go/Cisco IT. Again, this is Omar Sultan for our Tech Talk Data Center Minute. Have a great day.